Using the diagram from bottom to top, you can trace the process of how rock salt forms. Rock salt forms in shallow pools of seawater that have been cut off from the sea itself. In the hot and dry climate, the water gradually evaporates and is enriched with a variety of salts. Initially, calcite and dolomite are deposited, then gypsum and anhydrite, and finally rock salt and potassium salt. As soon as the water has completely evaporated, the area is covered with clay and sand. This process repeats itself many times over the course of thousands of years, forming what are known as evaporite successions. The salt that we extract nowadays from the Alps was also originally formed in the sea. In the course of the processes of mountain formation, strata containing rock salt were then shifted to the inside of the mountain. During salt extraction from the mountains, the first step is to leach the salt dome. In order to do this, a cavity is blasted in the mountain and filled with water. The water dissolves the salt. As soon as the brine reaches a salt content of 27%, it is pumped out and heated in a salt works. This causes the water to evaporate, leaving very pure salt. Under object number 34, you will see a calpac, a black tufted cap. This was worn as part of the uniform of high-ranking mining officials. In salt mining, a black tuft was worn. In coal mining, a white tuft. On the right, you will see what the salt is used for. On the one hand, it is used to make chlorine, caustic soda, and soda. These chemicals are important ingredients in the production of glass, aluminium, and plastics. Under object number 48, you will see, for instance, a drain pipe in whose production salt plays a role. In our everyday life, we know rock salt used as road de-icing salt, but also as food for people or feed for animals. It is also to be found in medication and dental care products.